Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, December 9th, 2016. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I had my wisdom teeth out like 2 days ago, so yeah, I feel exactly as good as you might expect right now. But we're here to talk about toys and movies, so let's start with the box office last week. Last week's number one movie was Moana with $119.7 million more dollars. Am I reading that right? Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was number two with another $18 million. No, wait. I got that wrong. This is why you don't do this when you're tired. Moana made another $28 million. Fantastic Beasts made $18 million. Arrival, $7.2 million. Allied, $7.0 million. And Doctor Strange rounded out the top five with $6.6 million. New this week, Nocturnal Animals, Office Christmas Party, La La Land, Frank and Lola, Miss Sloane, and others in limited release. In the news, Kate McKinnon is set to star in Amblin's The Lunch Witch. Sources confirmed to Variety. It's a book about a magical lunch lady your kids probably read. David Letterman interviewed Tina Fey for The Hollywood Reporter this week. If that sounds interesting, you should read it. Rogue One apparently is becoming something of a political football, with claims that reshoots have been made to add in footage related to a recently elected official that wasn't elected when the reshoots were done, from not particularly informed sources. So it's notable, and then it's unusual that Star Wars fans are usually the first ones to have a problem with a Star Wars movie, and now we're seeing that from outside Star Wars fan circles. So good for you. It's new levels of equality? I don't know. This isn't good. The Fate of the Furious is the new Fast and Furious movie, and of course there's a new trailer. F8, Fate. Also, there's a new trailer for Spider-Man Homecoming and like 30 other big genre movies this week, so I guess if you're going to the movies in the next 2 or 3 weeks, don't watch any of them because you're going to see them 15 times. Actual real dinosaur feathers were found in a chunk of amber with a piece of tail with feathers still stuck to them. Considering that just under 400 years ago the first dinosaur bones were found, that we know of, can we be all that far from finding a complete preserved dinosaur if one exists? Probably, but hey, this is a neat find. On sale, Entertainment Earth. How about a contest for a change? We've got lots of great sales going on now, including our Gift Rush sale, which you should order from right away if you wish to have anything in time for the holidays. But we also have a nifty contest. If you'd like to win $1,000 to spend in our warehouse, also a trip to our warehouse, go to Entertainment Earth today. Why not come see where I work from home, and take home some toys when you enter this exciting contest. For more details, go to entertainmentearth.com today. Restrictions apply. I don't know what they are, but I'm going to go say check the website for them. Toy news. Alien Muscle figure pre-orders will start soon, so stay tuned to Entertainment Earth for more. We just got Masters of the Universe Series 2 in our warehouse. Mine just arrived, and they're pretty cool. Pictures of Transformers Generation Sky Shadow, the new leader-class Decepticon, in packaging got out, which revealed Autobot Topspin as an upcoming deluxe toy. Neither is available for pre-order as of my typing this. New Hikari First Order Snowtrooper is up for pre-order today at Entertainment Earth. It is a regular deco. You'll probably dig it. We also put up new pre-orders for an A-Wing Starfighter 1/72nd scale model kit, as well as a TIE Interceptor Rogue One Red Squadron Red X-Wing, Poe Dameron's X-Wing, and a TIE Striker. So there's lots of good new stuff going up. Lots of new arrivals, contests, sales. Basically, you've got no good reason not to go to entertainmentearth.com the next time it is safe to do so. So check us out. Maybe we can hook you up with something cool. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth.